Prophet C and Minister Joel.
Tap Out Boys Podcast. Tap in before you tap out.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Tap Out Boys, Prophet C, Minister Joel. We thank y'all for this journey. This is the season finale. So we have something real special that we feel like will help the community. It will help believers, hopefully help non-believers as well, because of the speculation of certain things that God has ordained that has been misinterpreted and used for, let's just be honest, the glory of the devil. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Prophet, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing wonderful. Another blessed day that the Lord has made. I'm just rejoicing in it. Thanking God for everything he's done, everything he's doing, and everything he's about to do.
That's one thing about it. God is about to do some amazing things
in your life.
He's about to, and have been for a long time, slapping the devil across the head. You know, and he used us as tools to do that as well.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go ahead and jump into this. We're going to call this one the end of the rainbow.
End of the rainbow.
And the reason why it's the end of the rainbow, because the status of where the rainbow is at right now is not what it was used for in the beginning. That's why this is the end. Man of God, we can go back to the days of Noah, you know, when the world was at a place that God was not satisfied with, and he chose to destroy everything, and he chose to save who he wanted to save.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And I'm saying that to say, because a lot of times people like to say, well, if he did this for him, he'll do it for me. That's not always the case. And the days of Noah proves that. So, but anyway, fast forward, things were destroyed with water, and when dry land came, you know, when the water went down and dry land was coming back up for people to be able to live, God put a rainbow in the sky. And this was a covenant that he made with mankind or humanity, however you want to look at it, saying that I would not destroy the world with water anymore. So when we see the rainbow out in the sky, it's a symbolization of peace that God has made with man after cleaning up a lot of the trash. Well, unfortunately, man of God, that trash has found its way back.
Yes, sir.
And it has taken this rainbow and made it what it wanted to be. And I just want to get your insight on how do you feel about the imagery of the rainbow in 2024?
Well, you know, it's kind of like it didn't just find its way back. It came back, you know, stronger and stronger and stronger. Reminds me of that movie we watched when we was kids, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Secret of the Ooze. And when the normal little creatures got into the ooze, they turned into a whole another different abomination.
Right.
And that's what has happened with the imagery of what the rainbow is. So we have to look at, in different aspects right now, it represented back then, according to the word of God, the covenant between God and man.
Right.
Saying that, even though I was fed up with mankind and humanity, I won't destroy all humanity in this form of fashion again.
Right.
Now, to give a little spiritual imagination to it, if we just imagine right now, if it rained and flooded the whole earth for 40 days and 40 nights right now, the image of that would be a million times worse than Hurricane Katrina.
My God.
Everything is floating. Everything is dead. All the mountains are covered, everything. And God has seen this and experienced this. And only those who got on the ark, and if I'm not mistaken, man of God was eight, and those that was in the family of Noah was the only one got on the ark.
Correct.
After he had preached for 40 years. And so the covenant he made was a covenant of love. Yes, absolutely. But it also understand that the covenant he made was that he didn't want to see that destruction on man again.
Right.
So guess what? He put parameters in how we live so it wouldn't get to that for us to experience that type of death in the earth again. So we understand in the day of the Lord, he's coming back with what? With fire.
Fire.
You know what I mean? So in fire, it's going to be in a celebration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's not going to be people floating and bumping each other and stuff like that. And I have friends that experienced that survived Hurricane Katrina. And they didn't need docks in order to get their boat, you know, to dock it into the water.
Right.
It docked right at the house. It was already floating.
My God.
And they went around to save people and things like this. So God has set this covenant after seeing the devastation. And sometimes the devastation goes past, you know. You know, God is a God of his own word. It goes past like, you know, I still love them. That's out of God's grace, his favor, and his mercy. Because we understand that, guess what? The wages of sin are death. And it still is. So it's still there. But there's another form of how God used to eradicate the earth of that sin now. So that's that covenant represents a grace. But now when you look at the trash and things that he cleansed the earth of, like I said, it's came back. It's stronger now. It takes different forms and affiliation. This same darkness that has come back, it lines itself up as light. So now we call it wrong things right,
right,
and right things wrong. So
help us, Lord.
Spirits, yes, we need a lot of help from it. Just spirits the other day, you know, I was talking to a guy, and they had an experience where they was able to save this young girl from dying. And one of the companies that they worked for, they explicitly didn't want them to use the word miracle or use the name of God to describe how they were able to help this young girl. They said they didn't want to offend anybody. So let's look at that for a minute. They didn't want to offend anybody, so they said, well, take God out of the picture, that God is still forming miracles. That's to keep from offending anybody. But someone who doesn't believe in God can say all matter of things against God, against any religious section. I'll beat the Jew. See, we just said the truth about it. But everybody else is a goat.
Right.
So that's what the trash has mutated into. And what it has done is, it's disturbed what we call a covenant in the rainbow that God put there. After the storm, we see the rainbow. It reminds us of that covenant with God. Listen, that the storm won't last always.
Right.
But what they showed, they took what God meant as a beauty and a reminder. They took that to say, we're going to be inclusive with everybody, bringing all matter of the same sin or the same bad or whatever hateful type of acts. We want to bring those back and include them in.
Ooh.
But these are the reasons that the flood happened in the first place. So that's what the trash has done. That's what it's come back and done. And what it has done really is it wants to distort those who have true light of God on the inside. They let that shine, that those people are now dark. And the dark people are now light.
Light.
So that's why when you see such things as a celebrity go a downfall, they'll have much more grace and favor for that celebrity in the sight of man. And if a man of God were to fall, guess what? He's a false prophet. He's a false man of God.
Right.
So all his years of work is just all dung now. But the person who confessed Christ or confessed being a Christian for 40 years without making no sacrifices, don't even got to get married, that person gets all the leeway in the world. So that's how this stuff is formed. And that's why you look at the symbolism is important.
Very important.
People don't understand how important symbolism is. That's why companies know to what copyright, trademark, their brand.
Their brand.
Because that symbol is important.
And it stands for something.
It stands for something. And the rainbow, to us men and women of God who are of Christ, who have read our Bible, who understand that Noah preached for 40 years, and understand that the whole world was wiped away, and he gave us this covenant, this symbolism, that I'll never do that to you, to you again.
Yeah.
You're my children, I love you, but I won't do that to you again right there. You understand? So it becomes a symbolism for us there. And what has happened is all these different factions of people and organizations from 1525 all the way up to the date have wanted to take that same symbolism and use it for their own gain to promote what they want and not what God said in the covenant between man and God.
Yes, sir. I'm going to add this when you was talking about how they change in the symbolism. Isn't it ironic, or I'm going to say it's a blessing, I ain't going to say it's ironic, that the same tool that God used to cleanse the world, to destroy the world, It's the same tool that he used for us to get baptized. It's almost as if he baptized the world. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? So, you know, we have to be baptized in water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then Jesus said he would baptize with fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the same way the world is being treated. Mm. It was first baptized with water.
Yes, yes.
And soon it's going to be baptized with fire.
My God,
you know what I mean? So sir. I look at how the devil's always tried to be a copycat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He always tried to mimic and mock and also, you know, make fun of God.
Yes.
So he takes the one thing that represented a cleansing of something. Mm. And that very thing that the water was supposed to cleanse, that particular thing is now representing the rainbow.
Like,
you see how the devil do?
Yes.
He tries to make it where if anything represents God, then the believers can be looked at another way. Man of God, if I walked around with a shirt that had a rainbow on it, and my intentions were to remind people of the peace and the covenant that he made with mankind, the world looks at rainbow now as something else.
That's right.
As a unity.
Yes.
The multiple colors and stuff supposed to represent the multiple beliefs that people have of what themselves, you know what I mean? Saying that, well, I was born this way and I was born that way and we should all be together. But I will touch this. What a person does in the privacy of the bedroom is their own business.
That's right. Absolutely.
We as believers, non-believers, achievers, underachievers, whatever the case may be, we don't care about what you do in the privacy of your bedroom. That's your business.
That's right.
You can't put that and force that on people and expect them to accept. You know what I'm saying? Man of God, if I wore leopard skin drawers, like that's not what I'd be. That ain't none of your business.
No, sir, don't even mention it.
Right. Why would I come to you and say, hey, you got a problem with people that wear leopard skin drawers? Something wrong with you.
No, it'll be something.
You got to accept the fact that I wear leopard skin.
There's something wrong with you bringing up the fact that what type of drawers you wear. That's your pick.
Exactly. But we live in a world now where people can create issues because they can't release or get rid of those demons that they're carrying and they want to make you the problem because I have a demon that I'm wrestling with and I want to say I was born with this demon.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But I wasn't born with this demon. The demon has actually possessed me and took control over me and is now using me to try to do everything I can for what the devil can do to decrease the power of God, to decrease the memory that God want us to remember through his word of what the rainbow stood for.
Yeah.
That's why the word rain is in it. And it's a bow. Yeah. Rainbow. That's what it stands for. Nothing else. So if there's any other purpose, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to get this out real quick.
Yeah.
If there's any other purpose for the rainbow, it ends today.
End up.
By the anointing of God. By the blood of Jesus, ends today.
Yes.
The rainbow is going to be represented for the symbolism in which it was given to us for it to be represented for.
Absolutely, brother God. When you think about what you mentioned about the way the demon, the part of the demonic part of it is. Because when you talk about a demon, you're talking about something that has now possessed a body and is taking over the act.
Yes.
And so now it's forceful. You know what I mean? It's trying to force his way. Because you said that, you know, I don't care what you do in your bedroom.
Right.
So it's a non-issue. It really becomes forceful. You know, and we was talking the other day about someone mentioned about the laws being passed and the laws that are aimed at our kids and stuff that are in the schools and everything, which almost makes you not even want to vote without at least first educating yourself what's on the actual ballot.
Right.
Because sometimes it'll put you in a compromising situation that now you're in the booth to vote, and then now you're voting for 113AB-237COGAC.
Right.
But that code is the code where they can teach your children about anal sex while they're 5 years old.
Mm.
You know what I mean? All this type of crazy stuff.
Right.
So that shows you the demonic effect of it right there.
Right.
Because now it's trying to force its way into your home. And now you're raising your children up to be Christian. You're raising them up to be holy. to walk and follow after Christ and,
right.
and live the way Jesus would desire them to live.
Exactly.
There's a demonic force coming here with an angelic symbolism that they've taken from the word of God to say, hey, here we are, and we can teach them this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? So it's trying to invade. So that's really what makes it demonic, because it's possessing people and it's after power. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just trying to exist.
Yeah.
It's trying to invade your world and take over how you live and how you raise your family. And so just as you say, end of the rainbow. What the rainbow represents is symbolism of who God is, how he loves his people, and what it represented after the storm, that God would never flood the earth and kill all humanity in its entirety. Even when you understand the word of God, in the day of the Lord, guess what? That's a rapture. That's a caught upness right
yes.
there. So even as the day of the Lord, when the earth is incinerated, he's taking up a remnant right then.
Yes.
He's taking his remnant up right then. Now he's incinerating the rest. And guess what? Just as you said, now this is the baptism by fire.
Yes.
Baptism by fire
yes.
now. So everything is burning up and all that. And ain't no rainbow symbolism going to save you.
Because
at that point, you're going to have the God of this world in your heart. You're going to have his spirit in.
Yes.
So it's certainly going to be in the rainbow then.
Yes.
Also looking at this, the rain and the boat, the source of the water and the boat. And we think about it when we have a little pagan holidays and everything. Or then we have your birthday. When they give you a gift, they wrap it and they seal it with what? A bow. God sealed us with a bow.
Yes.
Rain and a bow. He sealed us because the greatest gift to God is
it's us.
It's not even the angels.
Right.
It's us. Do people not understand that angels are jealous of humans?
Yes.
That a human can receive the spirit of God and then follow after God and be used by God? Well, the angels really just have assignments. We get a free will that they don't really get. They have to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why a third of them came by following Lucifer. You know what I mean? They wanted to escape that right now. So we have to understand we're a gift from God, and God has given us a gift after the flood. And that is what the rainbow represents to us. A seal, a covenant. See, me and you, we can make a promise.
Right.
So you can break that, bust that all through. But
right.
the Bible says it's better not to enter a covenant with God mm-hmm. and then break it. He said, better not to enter that covenant at all. That shows you how God feels about his covenant. And then if God cares that much about his covenant with us, don't you think God cares that much about the rainbow that he set in the sky to
yes.
represent symbolically the covenant that we have with God?
Yes.
So we don't give that not to the Reformation Party of 1525.
Right.
We don't give that to LGBT, whoever, you, me, Q, you. We don't
alphabet
give that
boy.
To nobody. The alphabet boss, nobody. You don't get to take the rainbow. This rainbow represents a covenant with us. And guess what? It predates all rainbow flags.
Yes.
The earliest flag I can find was 1525 that was created. Guess what? The word of God in the book of Genesis predates that flag.
Yes.
Ends of the rainbow. That rainbow that he signed there was symbolic between God's covenant with man that he had created. Then how he would deal with us from here on in. And I love how you broke it down about the baptism. First with water, and then
with
coming
and
fire.
Yes.
My God.
It's definitely coming. That's what John the Baptist was telling everybody.
Yes.
He's like, hey, I baptize you with water, but the one that come after me, I'm paraphrasing, whose shoes I can't lace. Whose Jordans I can't tie up. Whatever he wear. He gonna baptize you with fire.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, and I also wanted to put out there that there are a lot of people that are so comfortable with the sin that they're in, the first thing they say is, you can't judge me. Well, not only if it's the end of the rainbow, it's the end of that stupid perspective of someone telling you you shouldn't be doing something.
Mm.
Regardless of how I feel about the law or the land, if I break that in any kind of way, they can lock me up, whether I agree with it or not. You know, and the thing is, it might be God calling. But the thing is, we have to understand that when we're doing something we're not supposed to be doing, and someone is giving you scripture to say you shouldn't be doing this. That's the word of God judging you, not them. So your problem should be with the Bible, not with the person who's trying to help you. And I know it gets worse because what people do now,
but the Bible ain't real.
You know what I mean? Anytime it's something that goes against what they want to do, it's not real. Or like I said, only God can judge me. Tupac got y'all out here talking about only God can judge me. And that ain't nowhere in the Bible.
And I love
you know what I mean? The Bible actually says that, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world, even the angels. And let's clear up what this judging is. A judge in the court of law is a person who determines if you're going to be free or if you're going to be incarcerated. Now, those votes and stuff are by other people, you know what I mean? Once they deliberate and they decide, and then the judge pretty much puts the stamp on it, right? That's not what we're doing when we're saying, hey, the word of God says this, but you're doing that. You see what I'm saying? True believers are trying to help you. We're not trying to act like we're better. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not perfect by far. My brother here calls himself the least in the kingdom. And I love him for that, you know. But we should have the mindset to say, hey, I want to do what's pleasant in the sight of God. I want to do what's pleasant in the sight of God. You see what I'm saying? And do you think that taking an image like the rainbow, knowing where it came from, and making it something else is pleasing in the sight of God? No. People, let's come back. Let's put an end to this rainbow agenda. You know, if you decide to live your life how you decide to live your life, that's your business.
Kudos.
Yeah, that's your business. Yeah. Everyone is responsible for the path that they choose to walk
down. That's right.
Yeah, but don't force your confusion, you know what I'm saying, on us and try to say that we're supposed to accept, you see what I'm saying, what you don't understand or what you're trying to figure out. You know what I mean? We're believers. The Bible is our foundation. If you're not a believer, fine. But there's no way, and the church too, I ain't trying to hold the mic, but the church too, stop letting these rainbows into the church if it's not representing what the rainbow was intended to represent.
Absolutely.
We can't go against scripture. And a lot of them love to say that, well, scripture, well, Jesus never said anything about, you know, those who represent the rainbow. God did. You know, what's that song DJ Kelly had? God did.
Yeah.
You know that little pop song about a year ago? God did.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's not to bash, it's not to hurt anybody, it's to pull you out of this spirit of delusion that has been released. You know what I mean? And it's intentional.
Yes, it
but
is.
We have to get back, men of God, to where God is pleased with everything that we're doing. And if those out there decide to live a non-believing life, do it on your own terms. Don't take anything from the Bible, you know what I mean, and make it what you want it to be.
Exactly. Don't give yourself an adversary. Don't make the Bible the monster and that it's doing this to me and all this. If you don't believe in it, you just go ahead and live your life how you want to live it. You know what I mean? Like, one thing is, I don't run around telling people that no such thing as unicorns. And I don't run around with an anti-unicorn agenda.
Right.
Because I don't believe in unicorns.
Right, but, right.
So if you don't believe in the Bible, we understand that everybody hasn't come into an experience with God to believe in the Bible. You know what I mean? And we have to also understand that some people have different reasons for not believing in the Bible. Sometimes they put it on a man, you know. But let's just say this right here. I've seen terrible football players. Right. That would stop me from watching football games.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just because you run across a man or a woman of God, so to speak, and they don't represent God the way that you believe that they should according to the Bible, guess what? That does not make you not a believer of who God is.
Right.
Because I'm a believer in this right here, Dad. I'll tell you, I consider myself to be the least in the kingdom, you know what I mean? And the word of God said that we're all filthy rags. This being said, that my humanity does not corrupt the divinity of God. My humanity is actually the reason that I need the divinity of God in order to live higher than I am, even though I was born and shaped in iniquity.
Right.
So, you know, I need the spirit of God. I need that covenant with God. I need that relationship with God in order to live at a higher level. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Ghost. And, you know, this is how we live and what we believe in. And we understand if you have not received that according to the word of God, the Bible will be foolishness to you. And everything that we speak according to God will be foolishness to you. That's fine. But even though if you run across this podcast, you run across the end of the rainbow like that, and you might say that the rainbow means this to me. No. The rainbow has already said it what it means.
Right.
You know, you find your own meaning and whatever you want to do outside of that. You don't just go take trademark. Because I promise you, if you try to take McDonald's trademark, you're going to get a cease and desist.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't take that trademark and make it what you want it to be.
Exactly. This episode is about a cease and desist. Stop this stuff with the rainbow. If that's how you want to live, you know, kudos to you. I don't have to agree with it. You might not agree with me having Taco Tuesday, but I'm still going to have Taco Tuesday, and that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? So now one of them got more ramification than the other.
Right. Clear difference.
But at the same time, you do have free will to be you and do you. This is not about bashing anybody. And it's all said with love. Because some people are really struggling to leave the rainbow and come with God.
Yeah.
But that symbolism got them locked in.
Struggle.
See, that's how, that's the demonic power of it.
Right.
That if we just say pride festival and make you feel good about living a way that, the truth be told, you don't like living that way.
Use the verb. You know, pride has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it at all. But it's a spirit.
Pride
is a spirit.
It is.
And see, then when it controls, it becomes a demonic force in their life.
Exactly.
So if you can get them to express pride in a demonic spirit,
right,
then guess what? They become at one with the demon.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So they don't even tell you right now. They wouldn't release it right now. How many times people go through the operation to switch sexes. And once they do that, the demon leaves. Because see, now the demon is no longer controlling a functioning man if you got rid of his male organ.
So it's accomplished.
It's accomplished what it came to do.
Exactly.
It leaves. But they're not going to tell you that on USA Today.
Right.
They're not going to tell you that on Channel 5.
Right.
That you know, that it's a whole bunch of people out there who have held up this false image and symbol of pride and everything, that once what the demon came to do has accomplished, that was the end of the rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Demon left them.
Jesus.
And left them void. Because we got a lot of people that are living void right now, in the church and out the church, you know. And one thing it is right here, when God even led us to do this podcast, to do the topics that we do, we still want to bring people to Christ. We still want the voiceless to have a voice, but have their voice in Christ. We need to have conversation that religion won't allow you to have. This is the end of the rainbow. Let's leave and put that down, that covenant. Let's come to a covenant of a conversation that we all can grow to and lead ourselves to a higher destination. But that's what we gotta go and do. We don't just go take this symbolism right here and we're just gonna wallow in our demons or wallow in whatever that we say. You know, what I look like coming to your house and living in your house.
Right.
You know, just moving stuff around in your house and everything. Oh, this is me and I poked my chest out. No, you wouldn't do that. Why would we try to do that with God's house? Why would we try to do that with God's symbolism? Why would we try to do that with God's word?
Right.
Why would we twist it to our own destruction? So, end of the rainbow, back to understanding what the covenant of God is, what the rainbow means to us, and anybody with any type of affiliation out there with that type of branding. I love how you put this earlier, man of God. That's a demonic force to intrude in on that, to try to take what it originally meant to make it mean something
else. My God. So, people, we're going to get ready to close on now. And, we just encourage everyone out there to take God's word at face value, but also dig beneath the surface and get a spiritual revelation of what he's saying in his word. The rain and the bow, it was sealed. Like man of God said, that bow is a symbolism of something being sealed, a gift being packaged. The gift wasn't necessarily people being washed away from the earth, but those who were able to survive and build a generation to come after that. And that covenant representing that peace that he has made with man, with never destroying it with water again. So we just encourage everybody today, like, share, subscribe, share this video. The Tap Out Boys are here. We're going head on with the devil.
Yeah.
Every chance that we get. We got, you know what I'm saying, the merch. You know what I mean? Let us know if you're interested in getting any, because this is a movement that God has ordained.
Yes.
Everything we do is not to...
Tap in before you tap in?
Yes. It's not to glorify Prophet C. It's not to glorify Minister Joel. It's for God to get all the glory.
Absolutely.
In everything that we do. So we encourage everyone to just continue to pray, fast, seek God. Yes. And don't be distracted by the tools that the devil used to try to mock and imitate God, because it's a lot of that going,
yes,
going on. So we're going to go ahead and sound off. And as we normally end it, let God be the truth
and every man be a liar.